The most effective strategies for overcoming panic attacks. Do you experience panic attacks? These terrifying, debilitating episodes can cause symptoms such as sweating, nausea, palpitations, and feelings of overwhelming fear. They can basically make you feel as if you're going to die, and that can occur at almost any time. Almost worse than these symptoms is the fact that worrying about these attacks can actually have a terrible impact on your health as well, bringing on other health issues associated with stress. And one of the often overlooked causes of symptoms such as panic attacks, as well as mood disorders and memory issues, are actually neurotransmitter imbalances. Neurotransmitters are the chemicals that help regulate brain function and allow the cells in your brain to communicate with each other. These chemicals carry out a number of different tasks in the brain and the body, and they can impact your mood, your mental activity, your physical activity, your motivation, your emotional state, your decision-making skills, the sleep, weight, and even reactions to the stimuli in the outside world. So when these chemicals become unbalanced, the consequences can be significant. And unfortunately, there are a number of factors that can affect this delicate balance of neurotransmitters in your body. They include genetics, stress, a poor diet, drug or alcohol use, and environmental toxins, and even gut health. So there are two main categories of neurotransmitters, and they're highly relevant to panic attacks. The first category is an inhibitory neurotransmitter, which helps to calm the body, balance your mood, and decrease the effects of the second type of neurotransmitters. And two well-known inhibitory neurotransmitters are GABA and serotonin. Then you have the excitatory neurotransmitters, which stimulate the brain and create similar responses in your body. An example of this is adrenaline, which is released when your body enters this fight or flight state to raise your blood pressure, your heart rate, your alertness. And when there's too much of this excitatory neurotransmitters in your body, you may experience trouble sleeping and relaxing, as well as having panic attacks. So imbalances between these two types of neurotransmitters, particularly high levels of excitatory neurotransmitters and low levels of the inhibitory neurotransmitters, strongly is associated with anxious feelings, poor or low moods, and excitability. They could easily be cause of the panic attacks. So what can you do about them? Well, first you need to see your doctor just to ensure there isn't something more serious underlying going on. And they will be able to tell you if you need a neurotransmitter test or some other testing like thyroid or adrenal to make sure to identify any clinical issues that need to be addressed. And once you've done that, you need to make sure you try to make some lifestyle changes to help lower that stress and encourage balance and health in your body and your brain. And here are some strategies that will help with that. Number one, limit your use of alcohol and caffeine and energy supplements. Eat a diet that's filled with nutrient-dense foods. And regular exercise, as long as your body can tolerate it, can help burn some of that adrenaline off. Talk to your doctor about certain vitamins and mineral supplements that would be able to help balance your neurotransmitter levels. And make sure that you're sleeping at least 8 hours a night with good sleep habits to support this habit. And the most important one is actually adrenal breathing. This type of conscious form of breathing actually helps slow down your heart rate, calm the fight or flight response, and relax the body. It goes from the sympathetic fight or flight over to the parasympathetic rest and digest. So thanks for listening today. We hope you get something from what we've talked about in overcoming panic attacks. And so remember, we're here to empower you to take control of your health.
This podcast has been produced and broadcast solely for informational and education purposes by DrLamCoaching.com for healthy individuals in a non-medical setting only. Statements and views expressed in this podcast are not medical advice and have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The products and supplements discussed in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you believe you may have a medical condition, please consult your own doctor. No telemedicine services, medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment are provided by any of the persons appearing in the podcast. Opinions of guests are their own, and DrLamCoaching.com Hotels.com does not endorse or accept responsibility for any of the statements and views made by guests. The views and opinions of guests in the podcast are their own and do not reflect those of DrLambCoaching.com. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. In some cases, individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in the products or services referred to herein. Podcast listeners should always seek the advice of their physicians or other qualified health providers with any questions they may have regarding their own medical conditions. Podcast listeners must always continue to follow the advice of their personal physicians for all of their medical needs.